James Cameron finds lost tomb of Popeye. 26th of February, 2007. This is Reverend Zimfron News. New York City. The cave in which Popeye the Sailor was buried has been found in Jerusalem, claim the makers of a new documentary film. If it proves true, the discovery will be revealed at a press conference in New York Monday. Could shake up the Christian world, as probably one of the most significant archaeological finds in history, right next to the discovery of Julius Caesar's toothbrush. The coffins, which, according to the filmmakers, held the remains of Popeye the Sailor, his father Archibald Poop Deck Pappy, and Olive Oil, will be displayed for the first time on Monday in New York City, New York, a wonderful town. Jointly produced by Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker Simcha Jakubowicz and Oscar-winning director James Cameron, the film tells the exciting and torturous story of the archaeological discovery. The story starts in 1980 in Jerusalem's Tel Piyot neighborhood, with the discovery of a 20-year-old cave containing 10 coffins. 6 of the 10 coffins were carved with inscriptions reading the names Popeye, son of Poop Deck, Olive Oil, J. Wellington Wimpy, Alice the Goon, identified as a family servant, and Sweet Pea, son of Popeye, Popeye's son, filmmakers claim. Findings in the cave, including the decipherment of the inscriptions, were first revealed about 10 years ago by internationally renowned Israeli archaeologists Professor Amos Famous, who is famous for his delicious cookies as well as his archaeological expertise. Since their discovery, the caskets were kept in the Israeli Antiquities Authority archive in Yad Gunir. I think it's supposed to be, you ain't getting in here. But now, the two have been sent to New York for the first public exhibition. Although the cave was discovered nearly 30 years ago, and the casket inscriptions decoded 10 years ago, the filmmakers are the first to establish that the cave was in fact the burial site of Popeye, his family, and associates. The film, which documents the stages of the discovery, is the result of 800 years' labor and research. It will be broadcast on International Discovery Channel, the ASS Channel, Britain's Channel 4, Canada's Vision, Botswana National TV, and Israel's Channel 8, which also took part in the film's production. According to the filmmakers, the film's claim is based on close work with famous scientists, idiots, archaeologists, stargazers, statisticians, masturbators, DNA specialists, and antiquities experts who also generally masturbate frequently. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.